Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Are we doing an intro to this?
Sure.
Should we make it a Christmassy intro?
I don't know. How?
Could you put some bells over the down? We could. Some sleigh bells.
Yeah.
Welcome to Drum and Drummer, a podcast focused on drums, drumming and drummers. I'm George Pickering, and that's Ben Winty, and we are both professional drummers in this business we call music. So stick around and join us as we pass the time whilst trying to stay in time.
I put my Maltesers on the spacebar and I started just playing back the episode.
Like, this is poor podcasting.
Merry Christmas, George.
Merry Christmas, Ben.
Here's a question for you.
Go on.
When is it? How long can you still say Merry Christmas after Christmas Day?
You can't.
Right,
you can't say it.
I did say it.
The cut off. Well, yeah. This is pre Christmas. We're not live.
Boxing Day.
I was talking about this yesterday. It's fascinating how as soon as Christmas is over,
you're right. Recording the Zoom. Don't matter though, but that's fine.
Keep that in. As soon as Christmas is done, all the Christmas songs stop, obviously.
Yeah.
But isn't that funny, right? I mean, it's all on the radio at the moment. And it will be up until Christmas Day and on Christmas Day. But Fairy Tale in New York, you will not hear that on Boxing Day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just stops. It's different to New Year's. Because we talked about this last year, I think. What is the cutoff point to when you stop saying Happy New Year to someone? You know?
Yeah.
But Merry Christmas, once it's done, it is so done, you know? It's debatable where the lead up starts, but there's no question where stops.
I agree. We're doing this before Christmas.
Yeah.
Two reasons. One, a busy schedule, because we're so popular. Mm. And two, I'm in New York.
Yeah.
Right now, as
when
we
this
speak.
Drops.
So, yeah, we've got a little special Christmas episode, haven't we?
Yeah, we do. You know, we asked loads of people if they wanted to.
Everyone we knew.
And then
with 2 days notice.
Yeah. Everyone was too busy. So we said, let's haul out the same people we had last year. And now it has to be a tradition.
I think so.
You know, those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got Elliot Joseph, Josh Rowe back on the show, returning for another Christmas special. But this time, we've popped in a little sprinkle of Neil Elliott as well. All previous guests. I think now Josh, despite not being a drummer, is now on his third appearance.
Yeah, he's come back more than anyone.
Yeah.
And that's hard to top, three appearances, you know?
Very much so.
You know.
We had a lovely time, all in person at the studio.
All in person.
Good time. It felt
weird.
Yeah,
we won't ruin it. But different vibe this year, I think.
Bit of different vibe.
You know, the way I describe it, less banter, more serious.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
That's how Josh said it to me afterwards. He said, wasn't as much banter this year, but I felt like we delved into stuff. Maybe that was adding Neil. Neil sort of...
Brought it down.
Right. We're all failures. You know,
because he's like an actual grown-up with children.
Yeah, yeah.
And he came in, took the dad role.
Yeah,
right. Children, stop misbehaving.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about something serious. If you want my time,
yeah.
If you want to haul me away from my kid doing athletics for 45 minutes,
yeah,
we've got to talk about something worthwhile.
Exactly.
But it was good. But it was good. Good. It was good.
What do you want to do before we dive in?
I think we should dive right in.
Mm.
But I'll say this. It's going to be another little bit at the end of the episode where I'm going to give George a little bit of a Drum and Drummer in 2023 quiz.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And also, someone on Pointless has nicked one of my stories. Enjoy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
From Drum and Drummer.
Drum and Drummer. I have to get the last word in because you always do it. What do you mean by sleigh bells?
It's a stick with bells around the outside.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what it is.
He knows.
Tambourines are tambourines, but sleigh bells are specifically for Christmas.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Sacrilege if you use it at another time, and I've heard.
You'll hear it at the start of Christmas songs normally.
Mm.
Kind of a bit more...
And I heard the way you usually hold the handle, so it's something down, and you hit your hand.
Ah, so it's softer. Yeah,
so you're the best way to...
It's not skin on metal, otherwise.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Allow the bells to dangle. Stick.
What if you hold the bells up, fight, and hit the bottom of your hand?
No.
Like
absolute amateur. Absolute amateur behaviour.
Yeah.
It's like if you do a tambourine, you don't shake the tambourine and hit it against your hand. You hold the tambourine. If you just if you're looking for just a jet kind of, or like bing, bing, bing tambourine sound. Because if you shake it, you might get extra tambo.
And the key is there as well, you hold it horizontal.
Yeah.
Mm. So this the little
cymbals.
The reen bits. I think they're called
the reen.
They're called little mini cymbals.
Mini hi-hats.
Yeah.
Well, the gravity will help you.
Yeah.
Keep it short and succinct.
Yeah. Gravity.
Use gravity however you can.
Yeah.
As often as you can.
You know?
As often as you can.
I used gravity yesterday when I was wrapping some presents. I put a little bit of sellotape on the table and then let the sellotape drop. And then I've got a nice line of sellotape. You know what I mean? I didn't stretch it out. I knew it would fall. I was like...
Did it unravel naturally through gravity? I'm questioning the stickiness of that tape.
I was going to say, if that's unraveled in that manner, then...
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Maybe if you give it... Maybe I'd expect it to unravel slightly if you had the sort of semi-yo-yo technique. You gave it a little downward.
Yeah, I might have given it a little bit of help, you know.
A little bit of help, yeah.
But I'm 29 now. I know when to use gravity.
Yeah,
and when not.
Oh, you know, it was nice hearing about you turning 29.
Mm.
Apart from the COVID.
Yeah, COVID was a bit of a downer.
Yeah, not the best gift on your 29th birthday.
No, I think still one of my favourite birthdays was 25th that you came to.
Oh, the one in Gunwharf.
And you came to.
And we met.
I was somewhere else.
He was not there. Which is a shame.
Is there in spirit?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You talked about this last year. So.
Did we? Right.
Probably shouldn't have your birthday so close to Christmas.
Yeah. This is going to be a problem.
It's going to be a common problem.
It's all about George, isn't it?
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Did you get the shoes for your birthday?
No. Should we talk about the shoes?
I think so.
I'd like to.
So, first of all, have you seen the brand?
No.
I saw them in the car park, so...
Read that.
Wait, have you talked about these before?
I don't know.
The brand is, for people listening, Aldi.
Or Aldi.
Or Aldi.
Yeah. It's Aldi or Aldi. Either way, I didn't know they do shoes.
They do a lot of stuff.
As in the supermarket?
Yeah, as in the supermarket.
Okay.
That middle aisle.
It's been a tough year.
Yeah. Guess how much?
£15 I'm going in with.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? Yeah, I was thinking that, but then I changed my mind. I thought it would be one of those ones where you go, guess that, and then someone guesses too low.
Yeah.
And you go, well, no, not that cheap. That's mental.
Mm.
So I then was going to up it to
£19.99. Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Big question is, are they nice? They
are very comfortable.
They're molded to your feet?
Yeah, I don't wear them out of the house much. You know what I mean? I knew I'd just be getting out of my car and coming in here because especially... If I, you know, I wouldn't want to go into Aldi and wear them. I'd look like a super fan.
Like an employee. You
know? Yeah. Yeah.
Do the employees wear them? I've never set foot in one.
No.
Does that constitute merch?
Anything below an M&S?
Is that what?
Does it constitute merch? Or is it?
I don't know. I guess
it does.
Aldi band merch.
It's not the colours of Aldi, though, is it?
I think so.
Or is the blue?
I feel like there's a yellow in Aldi, though.
Or are we thinking Lidl?
Ah.
Yeah. Basically the same shop.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got them down the middle aisle and I went, I'm going to get them purely as a conversation starter. And
conversation over.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Got a good few minutes out of that.
Indeed. How are they when you're drumming? Are they good?
I haven't tried them yet. That's also why I wore them today, because, you know, I'll try after this.
Indeed.
We'll see. I reckon they'll be all right. They're kind of like, you know, the cheapest Nike Airs you could ever get.
So you want a nice flat sole, right?
Well, yeah.
Something solid, robust, but not too robust that you aren't able to feel the sensitivity.
Yeah. He knows his shoes.
Yeah, someone's been listening.
Yeah, yes, I have. Yeah. Hey, I've been loving your episodes recently. Constructive stuff. It's been really good.
I thought you were going to say constructive feedback.
No. I have no feedback to give other than it's really good. I would like to hear more
drums.
Yeah, no.
Less.
No, I was thinking I'd like to hear like more from people in the industry that that create things.
That create country music.
Like the snare. On the South Coast. Like the guy who made the... The guy who makes snare drums. That was great... what was the name of the company again?
Primus,
yeah. Fantastic episode. Really cool to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know.
There's plenty more people out there. Maybe somebody makes bass drums next.
That could be cool.
Or something.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
A lot of people make bass drums, to be fair.
Yeah.
Can't move. Bass drums down the street.
Have you had any luck with the sort of prove me wrong, prove us wrong?
No.
No, absolutely not.
Shame.
No one sent us anything.
It's a shame. One day. One day.
You might get another set of gear for music, noiseless cymbals.
Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, it's not
or
what I want.
Another pair of Aldi trainers.
Yeah.
After all that, yeah. Aldi, you get. Drum and drummer.
Ends up working there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the drumming didn't really go that quick.
Yeah. Starts nicking the cheese again.
Yeah. It's just known.
That reminds me, I've got everyone a Christmas present.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Individual gifts.
Ooh, yeah. What a treat.
Well, let's do them now.
Let's do them now.
Yeah, because this is the Christmas special.
Yeah.
And if you haven't worked it out, we've been joined by these two reprobates again. Josh. Yeah. Row, row, row your boat all the way to the shore.
Lovely.
I'll never get tired of that.
No. And the one and only Elliot Joseph.
Hello.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. Thanks for coming back.
Mate,
we thought
pleasure.
We'll do another Christmas one.
Yeah. I have scheduled my whole year around this episode. I've been waiting for the message, which appeared about 2 days ago. The last 11 and a bit months has been a very hard time.
I haven't actually spoken to anyone since the last episode, just through risk of saying something that would be better said here.
Yeah.
Even at the gigs we played together.
We played several gigs together.
Yeah. We did. You didn't even say a word then.
No. I went around Elliot's house
for the pond. Yeah.
Dressed as a hobbit as well.
Indeed.
We made love.
Nah, we didn't. Okay. I was dressed as Gandalf, so it was quite indicative of the story.
Generic...
That was a nice night. I turned 30 in September and had a 30th birthday party, which was fantastic. Josh made an appearance, came as Samwise Gamgee, would you say?
Just a hobbit. 6 foot
Just
three
a hobbit.
Hobbit. You know?
6 foot three hobbit. Very well dressed, as was your wife.
She was dressed as a male hobbit.
Indeed, because, you know, we're in a modern day and age,
feet.
Right?
Because of hairy big
feet. Yeah.
And a good time was had by all.
Yeah.
Much for
just to say, I imagine that it was a he didn't just turn up as a hobbit, that it was indeed a themed party.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. It was a Tolkien-themed party, or Lord of the Rings-themed party, to be exact. And my favourite thing to picture is the assortment of characters that turned up. For example...
15 hobbits, 4 Gandalfs.
Gandalf, there was a Saruman, there was quite a few elves, there were hobbits... And my favourite thing is thinking of them walking past the Manor House pub in Drayton.
Yeah. I parked there and it was very conflicting because there was like 3 bouncers on the door and there was lots of sort of young people going in. It was quite a clubby pub.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, so people go there for a night out.
That's me and Ellie getting out the Volvo dressed as hobbits.
The fellowship walking past these bouncers must have been a sight
for an adventure.
Any banter from the locals?
No, they didn't have anything. I think they
They wanted to join in.
Normal.
Yeah. Jealous.
Respect.
Yeah. No, it was a
bit annoyed
time.
That
I know.
George wasn't there as Gollum.
Yeah, indeed.
That would have been
just
perfect.
Just turn up in a pair of pants. Yeah. So good.
A little chain round his neck.
It's a bit of old cloth that he's picked out of a bin.
Oh, a grey sack.
That is how I get clothes.
And a fish. So. Just an old fish that he found as well.
That he got from Aldi.
Yeah.
Indeed. Aldi bought the shoes.
Christmas salmon. Yeah.
But the new shoes on.
Yeah. Yeah. Gollum's been to Aldi.
Ah, great times though. Oh, we did miss you, my friend.
Well, next time.
Ah, well, you know, you only turned 30 once. You
my
know.
30th next year.
Yeah.
So go as Gollum.
You going big?
I need to. Well, especially after this year.
When you have a Disney themed one, I'll come as Tarzan. Josh can come as Jane.
There you go.
Ben can come as, who could you come as? The big lumberjack from Little Red Riding Hood.
Sure.
That'll be hot. That'll be really hot.
Yeah. Let's do it. We'll do it here.
Yeah. Well, right, just the four of us. Yeah, nice night in, wasn't it?
Yeah. Should we do these presents?
Yeah, then? So obviously I've got presents. Assuming you all got them too, but
no.
Ben, you're closest to me. I'm going to start with you.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Okay.
You recently aware that Time magazine announced the person of the year. It was Taylor Swift.
Yes.
What you didn't realise is on page, I think it was page 16, they announced the crisp of the year. And it was...
This is great.
Oh, very good.
Oh, look at this.
The Co-op Irresistible Hand-Cooked Sea Salt Chardonnay Wine Vinegar Crisp, which we all know is the best crisp in the world.
What a crisp.
Two bags of them.
What a present.
Thank you so much. I'm so jealous. Yeah. Whatever I get...
Was it actually the top crisp in the Time magazine?
It definitely... No.
No.
Which is a travesty.
Is that to say there isn't a top crisp list in Time magazine?
Probably should find that out.
Too many schools of thought.
Jamie, pull that up.
Yeah, he's on it.
Yeah,
he's a good lad, isn't he? Young
Jamie. How many
producers have you got these days? Three of them out there. Yeah.
They're doing all the graphics.
And the camera crew.
Do they play that? Because I noticed they're on the drum kit and the guitar. They play that live.
Whenever
time.
We want.
So you just go
down.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Oh, lovely bit of crisp.
Oh, that's lovely.
Thank you.
I don't know who wants to go next.
I feel like we're in Santa's grotto. I'm loving this. Josh's grotto.
Only a reference that applies to last Christmas.
Can we guess?
I can't wait to see this.
Who's this for?
Yeah, I'm so excited. This is for Elliot.
Is it?
Something he said. About you.
Oh.
Ooh.
I said many things about you. I hate him.
So yeah, how much I love George?
Silly head.
All I can remember is the cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce. Was it cranberry sauce?
No, but that was you that said that.
Yeah, we had a discussion about jars.
Yeah, the Allen key and the cranberry sauce.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Do you know?
Did we talk about pork and chestnut stuffing, maybe?
Oh, hello.
Too expensive.
Back to the crabby.
You talked about under £5.
Yeah. Possibly, yeah.
Is it food? Is it from the co-op
as well?
It is foodie.
It's not from the co-op. I went to two shops.
Wow. Okay.
Because I had to go to the co-op for them because...
A shopping spree. Is it? Oh, is it? Is it a jar of chutney?
No, I'm just going to say it now. Yeah, stop guessing. It's a can of good stock.
Beef stock. I'll use that.
Yeah.
And is it literally a beer can?
It's a can of stock.
Well, that's all stock.
100% recycled. Oh, that's the can. 100% recyclable. pots ready to use beef stock.
That's amazing.
That's so kind.
It's a pint of stock. You can probably drink it.
I might pop in a glass now.
Let's
get some drinks out, get some cigars.
I've got some Guinness as well. I thought you could make a pie.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a genius gift. Thank you so much, man. That is truly thoughtful. Josh always remembers the little things. Yeah. This is what I find about
And
them.
And for Gollum?
Cheese, I reckon.
Please tell me it's a fish.
Too expensive. I was you 8 fruity tea cakes from Warburton.
I love it.
I don't know if you'll enjoy them as much because they weren't stolen.
No.
So they haven't got a secret
ingredient.
But
they are dry, crime. So I will.
Yeah, there you go. So that's it, Christmas. Also bought something for Neil. I wasn't sure it was going to be here.
He's not.
Are we going to announce his present?
Bought him a 2024 calendar. It was £2.
Please say it's like Man United.
It's just grey.
Oh, like a diary.
It's a diary.
A diary, yeah. Because he's obsessed with put it in the calendar.
Yeah.
Yes. God, that's good.
Such a Neil thing to say.
Cheapest item. Yeah. I just want to say.
Really? Wow. Even cheaper than the beef stock.
Full price I pay for them.
You really care about me.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, beef stock, that was is a can of good stock.
I've never seen beef stock in a can.
Me neither.
Seen any stock in a can. Where did you get it?
Tesco.
Yeah, Co-op didn't do that.
Is that by the stock cubes or is this in the can section?
I think that's a...
It's by the stock cubes, top shelf.
It's next to the Grolsch.
Can we... it must just be like Bovril beer.
Can we have a look at it? Maybe. Me and Elliot are
do you have a sip?
You catch.
That could have gone off.
Yeah.
Stock all over.
All in my face. Yeah. Beef stock in my face. All
that's
up in
the
my
episode
face.
Title.
Locked in flavour, 100% recyclable. That is the case.
Don't know why they've put that on the front.
Pots! Ready to use.
I'm assuming it's nice.
Yeah. An essential everyday ingredient, fantastic in your favourite soups, stews, and sauces, and delicious in dishes from tangines to risottos.
This episode sponsored by.
Beef Tesco's beef stock. Very nice. Mate, thank you. I'm going to use
enjoy.
That. Use it well.
Don't drink it all at once.
No.
I shan't.
Don't drink it at all.
I can't believe it's Christmas already, though.
I know. It is weird now, us four being sat here.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Being like, oh, yeah, it's been a year since we last did this.
And it doesn't feel like a year when you do something the same the next year. It's like, was that last year? It was like 10 minutes ago.
Does feel like home though.
Yeah,
it's nice.
It does.
What's been your highlight of the Drum and Drummer year?
Oh, good question.
Oh,
what, like guests or
maybe
anything?
I don't know.
I think it's got to be going to the drummer show.
Oh yeah, obviously. Yeah,
that was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Does Guinness bring back flashbacks?
Lovely flashbacks.
Yeah.
Lovely flashbacks.
Great flashbacks.
Yeah.
What sort of?
Just talking to men. Just talking to other men.
A lot of men with
drummy
their
men.
Just finding other lonely men.
Yeah. It's fascinating.
Just... Why did I bang your drum?
Yeah. Very I feel nice. Like Ben and I were the only people that came together. The whole UK drum show is just men on their own whose wives have gone, do you know what?
Go.
Go.
Don't come back.
Yeah.
Stay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although there was that one girl who you had on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, well,
she was fantastic.
Yeah. She wasn't attending.
Sorry, just so it's polite, what was her name again?
Emily Dolan Davis.
Emily Dolan Davis.
So no women at the UK Drum Show, is that what?
It's not many.
No.
I think apart from. Four or five, maybe.
That's
I think overall, I think just doing that as a trip and in a way, I get just pushing our own boundaries a bit. Getting out of the comfort zone and taking it into the real world slightly. Yeah. But just seeing what it was all about.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it can be fair and do a drum podcast and not at least do something in the drumming world. Because we sure ain't doing gigs.
Yeah.
Or making any mark in there. But that was good. We had a fun time.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, think about the connections you made as well.
Mm.
And the guests you've already had on the pod. And are going to have on the podcast, probably.
That was nice to, meet a couple of guests in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rather than on a Zoom call.
You thinking you're going again next year?
Not sure.
Free tickets, maybe?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, I'll prove us wrong, then.
Yeah.
Everyone. Sabian, Zildjian, Pearl.
It was rubbish. Prove us wrong.
Yeah.
You did get a very sexy snare out of it.
I did, yeah.
That gig we played after you got it.
Oh.
That was my favourite snare
good
I've heard on a gig in a good long while. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Something wholesome about it.
That was nice.
What's been your highlight, Elliot, of your year?
It's been a busy year.
Probably a can of stock, innit?
Yeah, it's got to be a can of beef stock. Musically, play quite a few gigs. We've all played together
at
various gigs, various function gigs. Me and George played an original gig down in Cornwall, which was great fun. At a location which doesn't sound like it would be the most...
is this the one where you got the gig from just whistling in the shop?
Yeah. That's it, basically. Yeah. Quick backstory. Went down to Port Isaac area for like a weekend trip. Went into a place called the Seaview Farm Shop, which is just outside of Port Isaac. Sitting in there, having a bit of a laugh by singing out loud to the songs that were playing through the speakers in there. The geezer from behind the counter is like, "Hey! You're a singer." I'm like, "Yeah, I am a singer." And then he says,
just a bit,
don't you know?
Oh, well, gave
you got
it away.
That from the singing.
Yeah. And then he was like, "You should come play at one
ever
of my
heard
gigs."
Wild Atlantic Heart.
If not, you will. And I'm pretty sure, very kind guy. Pretty sure he listened to it that night because I, kind of half jokingly, on the way out,
I said, give me the oxygen records. Ben interrupting Elliot throughout every story. I can feel Elliot being like, oh, let me just get the next line in. Oh, no, Ben said something else.
Anyway, I joked a little on the way out. Said, tell you what, man, if you weren't joking, you actually have gigs here. Yeah, we'll come down and play sometime. You know, me in the band or solo gig, whatever. You know, I am an artiste. Anyway, he's messaged me that night because I said, here's my Instagram profile. Go check it out. Messaged me that night and was like, mate, I've actually got a free slot next August, because this was, back earlier in the year. And he said, it's on a Friday night at one of our events we do. We sell it out really well, which he actually did. I think he had about 1,600 people at that gig. We were playing early evening, so we were playing to about two-thirds of that, would you say? But still great fun. But, it just kind of transpired in a weird way that we ended up going down to Port Isaac, playing at the Sea View Farm Shop. And it's quite beautiful, although not the most beautiful day, but the location was gorgeous.
And, it was a long day.
Good fun. Yeah, it was a long day. Long old drive.
Yeah, and I'm impressed that you did it.
We got back in the morning around 3:30, 4 a.m.
What, back to your place? Right,
and then you guys
and
had,
then
to, drive
I
to,
had
Brighton.
To drive.
The Brighton boys had to drive back to Brighton.
Yeah.
It was a long day, but it was worth playing because it was a really lovely gig. It was well paid. They had great food there. You know, good Cornish people. Cornish clotted
bloody
cream.
Love the Cornish people.
How much of a punt was it? Like, was your bullshit detector going off at all when he asked you about the gig?
No, because I did my due diligence and I did a little bit of research on the previous year. I got the lawyers. I wrote up a contract. I did a little bit of research, checked out the gigs he'd done the previous year, which he said were super busy. And it was all checked out. So, you know, although he just seemed like a genuine guy anyway. Shout out to James. He might be listening. You never know. James at the Sea View Port Isaac Farm Shop. What was your musical highlight?
Hang on.
Oh.
Well, I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Josh, is the music dead now?
Are you now speaking on a drumming podcast?
I look like it, don't I?
No, you still look
like a
musician.
I think you moved on from music.
I think music moved on from me.
Nah. Don't forget there's two gigs next year.
Well, yeah.
These just learn about.
Yeah, 30. That's happened.
Yeah.
You're 30 as well.
I mean, look at that. That's 30. Yeah. I'm pointing at Elliot, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's 30. Yeah. What's that? That's 30's left me.
You
behind.
Didn't look too different, I'd say.
Yeah, but just the levels of... It's levels, isn't it? What do you mean?
I think you're making very fine.
I don't know what I mean. But, I played a few weddings this year. They were good. We did some together because 5 of 5's capitulated. Yeah. It's like different levels of shit that it just managed. But they all went to plan. They went well.
They did.
They basically. Happened. They Music happened. Was performed.
Yeah. Were they to eventful gigs? I can't actually remember.
No. They were just good fun.
They were quite
good,
nice,
honest.
Though, weren't they?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Shameless fun.
Didn't we start dancing in the moonlight in a wrong key?
Yeah.
One of the songs?
No. We did a couple of them. Because, zero prep, wasn't there?
Yeah.
It was like, none of us really cared. Knew what the set was, cared.
Yeah.
No. Really. Did Sam leave this year?
Well, he left sort of 2 weeks before one of those gigs and said, nope.
Yeah.
No more.
What were you thinking about that then? Were you fine with that?
I was indifferent.
Indifferent.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, we all love wedding bands, don't we? It keeps the juices flowing.
Mm.
Christ.
and the...
But no, they're still doing the studio and my Waltz for Men cap. No, I'm not doing that. But yeah, still, so, you know, taking a... So the sort of, I'm not producing music because I can't do that, but, you know, nurturing talent, probably.
Love
say that.
Good on you.
Put on a gig this year. Hey. With a band from the local area. That went well. That's free. Nice. No, seriously.
Profit
though,
on that.
I do want to talk about, because I really want to, start. Well, I used to play drums when I was a kid.
Okay.
Feel like I'm a good place for this. Because when we were recording here, when we were teenagers, we used to practice at mine, at my mum's garage. So the drummer had his drum kit there, so I'd go out all the time and play it. Because everyone thinks they're a drummer. Don't they?
Yeah.
You know it all too well from there. I used to play drums, mate. Can I play your drum kit?
Yeah.
No.
thought you were going to say, I know all too well because I work with George.
Yeah, well, he thinks he's a drummer. Yeah, he plays a bit of everything.
Yeah. He does. He actually does.
Yeah.
Well,
very talented musician is young George.
Wow.
Multi-talented, I should say.
go on with what you're saying.
Dips his finger in every pie.
I thought now's the time, you know. Play the drums.
So, are you going to pick up some lessons?
I might.
Good on you, man.
Yeah.
Do you think? I heard you talking about Drumeo on your recent episode. Is that a good place to start?
Well, I think you've got a head start in the fact that
slap the bass.
Yeah, you've been slapping the bass for
rhythm.
A number of years to a moderate level. So you do you know what I mean? You have a understanding of music, timing, things like that.
It's the bridge, isn't it, between sort of percussion and rhythm?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Rhythm and melody.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
You're on the groove with bass, aren't you?
Technical term. Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and you know, and your knowledge of music from just being in bands and all that, you know, you'll be aware of, you'll have done a lot of stuff with drummers.
Mm.
So you've kind of seen a drum kit before, you've experienced, you know what I mean? Like you've been around drummers and drums.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be an advantage.
Good idea of what to do and what not to do.
Mm.
So I think
I'm sure you've got access to kits at your studio.
Several. Mm. Probably three, actually.
Wow.
So you've got to do what everyone does and build the mega kit.
Yeah.
It's time.
Like the guy from Iron Maiden is Nico McBrain, who's got a huge set of rack toms, they're going all the way around him. And I'm pretty sure he uses every single one of them.
Well, I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he does.
Although,
he's just fall to the floor.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I first came on the pod? This is the third time.
That's mental.
Don't have me on once. But I talked about some insecurities around music and
Is that my can of beef? Oh no,
the beef stock's intact. Don't worry, God, I'm a bit worried there.
Oh my God,
imagine the mess.
Take my eyes.
But, I can't remember if it was after, but I started taking piano lessons.
Yeah, you mentioned you were
going for the old grades now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're still doing it?
Still doing it, yeah.
Good on you,
mate. Just to recap, your insecurities were about your... What was it?
Never taught.
Like
never
had, the never more theoretical studied.
Yeah,
study.
So I think you'd go in bands and go like, oh yeah, you know, just drop it into G, mate, you know.
Mm.
And you're like, yeah, cool. Look at where the hand is.
Yeah.
Third. How's the piano going?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. What, have you done a grade yet?
No, just about to do grade one.
Oh,
started from the bottom and still there.
Mm.
But I thought I'd, you know, pace
it.
You
having lessons?
Yeah, once a fortnight. She mainly teaches primary school kids, so I'm at a good level.
Mm. Well, so I...
Please tell me it's a group class.
This is Josh.
This is Mr. Rowe.
Yeah.
He was a late bloomer.
Yeah. No, he's not a teacher. He's one of you.
We have checked. He's okay. Yeah. Don't worry. When I started trombone when I was young, when I got to year 8, 9, I knew I kind of wanted to go to music college. And they said to me, the sixth one I wanted to go to, said, it would be good to learn piano. Would be a good skill to have. And so although the age difference isn't that extreme, I started piano lessons late, in inverted commas. But when I went to do like my grade 3, I was 14 or 15, and everyone else was 7 in the waiting, you know, to do...
I cannot wait for the day.
To do their exams.
Where's your child?
And so I felt very, even at that point. But I think that's... I don't want to use the word brave, but...
It's courageous and brave.
It's a good step to take, man.
It is. It's so easy to just go, oh, no, I'm not doing that. No,
it's actually genuinely enjoyable. It's kind of annoying because I'm like, I should have done this when I was a kid. Or like, but like, you can't.
No. So, but you also can't do everything, and you did spend a lot of years doing other
It's
forms
made
of
a lot of things
well.
Click and make more sense.
Oh, wow.
Which is really good. So.
And how was it reading double staves, like piano?
Yeah, easy.
Is it?
Or just
barely
any
an inconvenience.
Staves.
Yeah, as I say, that is just alien, isn't it? Yeah, there's no numbers on the paper.
Yeah.
You got your bass clef and your treble
piano
clef.
Piano tab.
Yeah.
ultimatepiano.com.
Like Beethoven just throwing a school down and going, there's a tab. Yeah. Learn that.
Hey guys, I tabbed this out. Yeah.
Anything surprised you? Anything? Is there anything that you're like, oh, that's what that is?
Again, I think bass is a good translation to piano. I think my piano teacher a couple of times, I think where I've learnt music.
Josh, stop putting the piano for a fuzz pedal. Yeah. No, put your big muff away.
I think I guess where I've come from, you know, learned by ear and taught myself. She's like, oh, some things make a lot of sense to you. Like, I've forgotten what note that is, but I know what the note is because I know the song. Or
All right, yeah.
And she's like, I think she can tell when I'm not reading it, just a freelancing or something. But
no, keep reading.
I think some things have been easier because of that.
Probably quite a good case study for her too. Teaching wise, it's probably quite intriguing.
Yeah,
and it's probably easier for her to teach you than a child, because I used to teach 5-year-olds piano, and it was the hardest job.
Wait, you play piano too?
No. This is the
just
important
a quick
part.
Cash,
just like kids.
Yeah.
So, I'll do
George,
a piano.
George, what he did was he said, "I'll teach piano," and then he found a piano teacher that charged £5 less than he did.
Yeah,
and just did one lesson ahead.
Yeah, honestly, you joke, but I only got to a certain point of this book called Piano Time, and I was teaching this kid, and he got really good really quick. And he went beyond.
Yeah.
And I just started going, right, play this piece. And he was like, is that right? I was like, yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Probably.
Wow. Can you just show me how it's played? No, don't need to.
That was perfect.
The best teachers don't demonstrate.
I wouldn't want to show you up, mate.
This is it.
Five. You'll never recover.
But that's great. It's great that you're doing that.
Yeah, it's weird when I walk out and I do see the kid. And you're like, all right, mate. And he's like... Who are you? and then you sort of just listen in. It's like playing a concerto.
Yeah.
I've just about got Frère Jacques.
You bend over to him and say, good luck with that grade one piece.
Yeah. So I think I'm having a big musical shift.
Oh,
but actually, I guess where I'm not doing the weddings, I have been able to focus on stuff like that more and writing and things like that. So
brilliant, man.
Yeah.
That is good.
So watch this space in 10 years, grade 3.
Too right. Yeah. Oh man,
do you want to come,
play in a band?
Yeah. I do think grades on piano are harder than grades on drums. Mm. I know it sounds silly, but like I remember looking at grade one piano, like I was just like, this is mad already. Whereas if you look at grade one drums, I feel like, I don't know, you could teach someone that quite quickly. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? I don't know.
I think maybe there's more levels you have to learn to just be able to play even grade one piano.
Yeah, I think
drums,
so.
There is no pitch.
No.
There is no scales. There is no theory. Yes, you've got rudiments and rhythm.
Mm.
When are they introduced? Or is it from the
I don't know. I feel like from the first book. Mm. But it's simple.
Piano, you have rhythm, but you also have pitch as well. Mm. And to do the pitch, you have to kind of understand about the pitch and the scale and the clefs and
so
just to get started, there's probably a little bit more information required up front than drums, which is a bit more of a it's easier, isn't it?
Yeah, it is easier.
It's an absolute joke.
Right, what was your musical highlight of your year?
Just
thinking, there's just so many to pick from.
So many highlights.
So many.
Outside the podcast.
What was your favourite rendition of Mr. Brightside at a wedding?
I think for me, maybe it's stems from doing the podcast, but taking things that we've spoken to people about and trying to apply them to my own drumming. So actually being a bit more conscious about technique. About posture, cool. About how I'm hitting the drums. Maybe going into that with less of like I can just play the drums.
Yeah.
And maybe just applying a little bit more thought behind it.
Yeah.
And in turn, my interest in it has never been higher in the detail of drumming, in the detail of equipment and gear. And I think, rather than treating drums as, which I did for, you know, a long while, which is just, I play the drums, I play weddings, I get paid, it's easy money, cool. And actually thinking of drums more of a craft and take the money out of it, that side of things, and just think more about the instrument itself. And I've got really into learning things about how drums are made, how cymbals are made.
Love that.
Or what sort of things you're looking for, especially picking the right tool for the job, things like that.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
It's great. I think subconsciously, even just talking to other musicians on like a weekly basis, the things you pick up, you don't realize, obviously, you know, picking them up subconsciously, but you will apply them to what you do in your musical life, your career. It's a really cool thing because you wouldn't have met all those people if you hadn't been doing this podcast. You know, and you'll just keep picking up those things, you know, those little like details. And I think no one ever stops learning, do they, really, ever, about life or music. So it's something to keep looking forward to. And, you know, you never know what kind of collaborations might come from, you know.
I think when something becomes your job, it can be very easy to lose passion or that side of it that made you do it in the first place. And so I think even at 38, to maybe just rediscover a little bit of that passion.
It's cool.
Is a good thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm not just only concerned with playing at the weddings or, you know, session drumming here, but it's elevated my session drumming here, being like, right, what equipment, and thinking about the job more in more detail, and taking more of an interest in the instrument. And I think that's, even if I've just elevated that passion 10%, well, that's good.
Yeah,
because it's so easy to just treat it as a
job,
a means to an end.
Yeah.
And so that's been pretty good. Really, I also did an album, which I spent 10 months working on.
Yeah.
And I got it finished. That was...
And did you build your Lego? You did build
the Lego, yeah. God. I think good that was chance. A big challenge. Not the Lego, the album.
Album was pretty pissed.
Yeah.
That Lego, though.
I had loads of Lego, yeah. But like, it was quite a big project, and... getting a lot of other session musicians in and involved, and taking it from, here's some songs this guy had written, to here's a full finished album. That was, and it was a long journey. So not working on it every week, but it's like, oh, you have the, you might find this doing the big projects you do.
Yeah.
Where at certain points you're just like, oh, forget it, this is rubbish.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
you lose sight of it. You got to push through and work through it.
A lot of time it's like collab. That kind of sees you through those moments as well. Yeah. Another mindset, different point of view.
Sorry.
What are you two laughing about now?
Your chair is mental. It's the squeakiest chair in the world.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Oh,
look who it is. Oh. Welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
Look, Santa. Oh.
Neil's just Green entered Bills. The room.
Santa in a Man United shirt. Hey. No, I'm joking. Oh, mate. Oh, this is so kind.
Oh, the Malteser.
Fudge.
The lightest way to enjoy
I'm a fudge
chocolate.
Man. Oh. I got you a present. I actually did.
Oh, wow.
It's a 2024 diary.
Oh, look at that.
There you go.
Okay. And paper.
And a, please tell me it's a pen.
Two pens.
Oh! So, in case you lose one.
Yeah, ballpoint.
Oh, very nice. That's really yeah. For really. All those listening, the one and only Neil Elliott has just walked into the room, joined us, popping his cans on now. We'll shortly hear his voice.
Exciting, isn't
it? I love the
exciting.
Fact you're here. I didn't think you were coming.
Oh, did I not tell you?
No.
Well, the first thing, we were like, let's keep it a surprise.
Yeah.
And then first thing, Josh walked in and went, is that for Neil?
Yeah. When you said it was going to be a surprise, I said they're going to be very underwhelmed.
The high chair gave it away.
But listen, if you turn up anywhere with Maltesers and fudge, the underwhelm is gone. This is an overwhelm.
All lies.
I put my Maltesers on the space bar and I started playing back the episode.
This is poor podcasting. He's talking.
George said, what other cheeses so have I tried this year?
George is talking about his lips moving. Yeah.
You're so confused. Oh, good times.
Wow.
Oh, mate. We were talking musical highlights.
Of the year?
Of the year, because it's coming up to Christmas.
What was...
You're the last one.
I'm the last one.
George's got to get put down. It's really fine. Good, so.
No, let's hear George's, because I'm not warmed up.
Okay, Wren gig, where I did all the playback. That was quite good.
I love that. You've been learning that for a while, man.
Learned all that, and then did it for a good show. That's it. Neil.
Oh, nice. Congrats, man. Yeah. So he's done the Ableton thing. He's got the SPDSX. He's moving on.
Yeah. Ableton...
SPDSX pads.
You've got a little drum room now.
Got a little drum room. Yeah. That's quite cute.
Mate, there's a lot of success.
A lot of cool stuff.
Chamber of Secrets.
A lot of giving money to Pat Garvey. That's what it is. But
yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to hear about me. I want to hear Neil's
highlight. Oh, highlight. Yeah. It's been a good year for freshman year, hasn't it?
Yes. It's been a fresh year, man.
It's been a take my jacket off. A bit warm in here, isn't it?
Talking.
Yeah, so I don't know what was the best gig. Last one was pretty. Have you spoken about that on the podcast? The last gig.
Oh, you haven't been listening.
Came out today.
Not up to date.
Yeah. Only in terms of he was air drumming with drumsticks right in front of me.
Yeah,
it was a good gig. It was a good gig though.
It was probably going to be the highlight of the year gig wise because it's just everything you want. You can't really expect much more from a function gig, which is lovely little room, full up with people.
10 out of 10 loading.
Oh, yeah, no. Through a door, set up.
You can see the drum kit and the car in the same
peripheral.
And that's my highlight.
If anything else, we got that. So.
And then sound check, just left alone, do what we want. Oh, practice lovely. Songs, that's always a bonus when you're just like, oh, playing No One Knows by Queens of the Stone Age. We're like, check that.
Was that just to rub it into the guy?
Yeah.
Is that when he asked the guy? But you play this one, do you? Yeah.
Look who's jumping now.
Yeah. Could be as loud as we wanted. No issues.
Oh.
Sounded great. The room, it was a really great sounding room. And they were playing and people were just loving it. And you're just like, this is probably going to be the best gig of the year.
Oh, man.
Got 10 minutes into the second set and then told we had to stop. Because there was a curfew.
No one told us about.
And you don't want to be those wankers who just carry on playing.
Mm.
But you do want to go home.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, happy medium.
But it was a shame because it was like, this is actually good.
It's a band you wanted.
The only time you don't, you're like, oh, normally that would be great.
Yeah. We're just coming up to the emo section, my favourite part of the night.
Yeah.
Neil's high.
And the roof was leaking, wasn't it?
It was leaking on you.
I was actually.
I kept getting dripped on.
What? Yeah. In sound check, I was like, I just got dripped on. You looked at me like, no, you didn't. You maybe even said, no, you didn't.
No, I don't think
it. And I was just like, I just felt like I got dripped on.
Just didn't care, I think that was
the. Well, but we were indoors, so I couldn't understand. And then during the set, kept getting dripped on, and then realised the roof wasn't really a roof, was it? It was more of a marquee. But
marquee
we were indoors.
On a brick building. Work that one out.
That's weird.
That's Bristol for you, isn't it?
That's an architectural disaster.
Well, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It's not ideal.
Josh, how are you?
I'm good.
Musical
mate.
Highlights, you've given up music. Haven't you?
We just talked about this, been a whole thing, but then you were late. So.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, sorry.
Gave up. No. Well, we were just discussing. There's two 505s gigs in the calendar for next year. We're all up for it.
So we'll see you then.
Put them in your new
diary. Feel like they've been cancelled.
Shame. Oh, that is a shame. I was looking forward to them.
Pretty certain.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a tricky thing when a function band ends. Because it is booked up to, in some cases, 2 years.
This was the turmoil we had. Because we had to say, stop taking bookings.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, they'll book you forever.
Yeah.
But, and it's just like, I want to quit. Well, you're booked up for the next 8 years, mate. So. But, shame.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My last gig with my band was on the eve of COVID, so that kind of worked out perfectly. I remember Revival. It was like March the 19th.
I think I played
or something.
That.
You did? Yeah, I think you did, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we had no encore, and you went, okay, or something like that, into the
that
mic, which
really
I thought was
the last song.
Yeah, yeah. Ever.
Now let's all go indoors for 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
That is the thing, though, the encore. Because you plan one, innit?
It's horrible. Yeah.
You've got one plan.
You have to write it on the box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's on the set. It is planned as an encore. But then there's a lot of gigs. You know, that Victoriana one we did a few weeks in November. Awful. It was rubbish, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If it was your wedding, you're listening. Yeah. You're really sorry.
But you get to the end and you're like, there's no point playing it.
No, I have no problem with it.
That was a weird crowd because half of them were big old rugby, you know, rugger buggers who were like doing a fucking bundle on the dance floor, you know, venue managers like shouting, screaming, stop this, you know, because no one else is dancing. But then they left and then there literally was no one else dancing anyway.
I think it was they were doing that at 7 p.m.
They were. Yeah. Properly tanked.
Play
up.
Into Sandman.
Oh my god! Yeah.
No.
It annoyed me even more because they were getting the name. They're going playing Enter the Sandman. Fuck off! Get the name right, and we still won't play it.
I'm sorry. Have you seen the double bass? Do you really think it's the kind of band that's playing Metallica?
Which broke.
The double bass where the bridge snapped in the sound check.
Took a double bass all the way. Exit.
That was a highlight of the year.
That was good times, yeah.
What, giving the double bass a trip to Exeter?
Yeah,
back,
just you know, not having
take it out the house.
Yeah, not having tea.
What happened?
That
how
was
did
a
it
weird
break?
Gig.
I didn't. I think I saw a picture.
Right at the end of soundcheck, you know what soundcheck's like. Get through it unscathed.
Mm.
Oh, everything's working. Oh, quite relaxed. And then go do my ears, and then just hear boing. And it's Ox playing double bass, not me. What the fuck? We're all of us looking around like, what the fuck's just happened? And it's, you know, like the wooden bridge just snapped out of nowhere.
Oh.
Just like
floppy strings.
Yeah. Just like, okay.
You
pop the double bass away.
That's enough of that. Still had the banjo though, thank God, you know.
Otherwise, no one would thank banjo. Thank God. Yeah.
Otherwise, whoa, no one would realise it was a vintage band playing.
Have people not got bored of that yet?
Yeah, they absolutely tired to death.
They're just like,
nah, it's ready.
They just want enter the Sandman.
Yeah, yeah.
Enter the Sandman. Yeah. No more Mumford and Sons.
Yeah, what's the next wave?
Pop punk.
We're in it,
man.
It's pop punk.
Is that it? You're in the wave.
They are. Yeah. You're riding high on the wave.
I think more generally 90s and noughties.
Yeah.
People want nostalgia, yeah.
And that's the what we're nostalgia gonna for people getting married is 90s and noughties, isn't it? Yeah.
We're going to pivot Victoriana into a slightly new direction.
80s is quite big, though, at the moment.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of mullets knocking about.
There is, yeah.
Fashion-wise,
I thought it was just like an Aussie kind of fad.
I feel like the mullet has really, really come back.
It's cranked up. It's an interesting one.
And moustaches.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In young people as well, lots of 18-year-old boys with poorly grown moustaches.
It's
quite intimidating, really.
and like shit haircuts.
Yep.
That are
mullets. Yeah.
It's the heavy curls on the front, but shaved around the sides.
Sort of the
I'm seeing a lot of like centre partings.
Yeah.
Like
18, 19 baggy jeans. It's our
90s. Yeah.
It's
and that's what I had at school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all comes back again.
Yeah.
Never truly fails.
But it's
etnies.
It changes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it modifies. Mutates.
Modernizes. Yeah.
That it does.
It's exciting time. I'm not being real.
I wonder what the phase is going to be after. I wonder what the phase is going to be after the nostalgic 90s, noughties like pop
teenies.
Punk stuff.
Do we call it teenies?
Yeah.
It's a weird word.
Do we call it teenies?
In another decade, I think that is the word. Yeah.
Well, in another decade, people will be asking for trap music. Yeah. And stuff.
Because obviously we're in the 20s, that's easy.
Let's go fuck myself.
Sorry, what was that? EJ, what you got?
Better be good.
Yeah,
better be good. I was going to say, I'm like, what are people going to be asking for in another decade, you know?
Well, this is when we've been trying to sort out what new set list we're going to do with Victoriana, the agency have been like, you've got to put some new songs in.
Hmm.
And I'm like, you know, we've sort of spoken, but it's like, no, they don't work. A lot of the time, it doesn't work because you don't know what song's going to be big
next year
in 10 years' time.
Oh, yeah.
When they become Brightside, Valerie, when they enter the realm of played by a function band.
Yeah. And it feels like there aren't as many classics
or bands
that are coming out now. Bands, that, yeah. You know, would have
I
been
think
the
there probably
Brightside.
Are, but there's only. You can't tell what a classic is at the time.
Mm.
So you can go, oh, that's a banging tune, and you can play it, but in a year's time... Firstly, it just might not work on the dance floor.
Mm.
Secondly, in a year's time, it might just be outdated. No, like, oh, Shut Up and Dance is like a good example. Mm. No one would have predicted that would be a song that every single function band will play.
Mm. Yeah, true.
But that's what it became.
It's true.
Valerie, absolutely. When Mark Ronson went to Amy Winehouse, hey, should we cover Valerie by this little Liverpool band called the Zootons? Again, now that is literally played at every single wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is how you can't predict that. So all you can do, I guess, is every now and then chuck a new song in, see how it goes, and then eventually it'll stick. But the problem is when you're spending lots of money to record and video promo material, when your agency's asking you to do newer songs,
yeah,
you can choose a new song, but in a year's time could be completely irrelevant. Mm. So it's,
and the odds are with new songs we've added, we don't play them anymore.
No, no. We were told to play All You Ever Wanted by Rag & Bone Man.
It's a great song.
And we've just cut it because every single gig,
that's it, but
it
is a good song.
It's
not transcended into we want this at a party.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's got, I think it's got to be a little bit quirky, hasn't it? So Shut Up and Dance.
I remember that coming out. You remember like hearing it and thinking, oh.
Yeah.
Cocks your head.
And maybe for a wedding band, it's just got to be something a bit quirky about it.
Maybe it's just got to be something Josh can just play on the piano.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Have you heard this now?
No. What's this?
Well, obviously, you know, you weren't here, so I'm going
to
say it again.
Yeah, say it again.
They can edit it.
Yeah, cut that.
Start with your insecurities.
Yeah, insecurity. Covered that.
When I was five, right?
Obviously, Neil used to think of me when I was young. I was about 14.
We'll cut that. It's fine.
Yeah, keep that in.
Cut that. Just cut it.
So I still work with charities.
Funny enough, you did that for me too.
Show us on the fudge where he touched you.
Cut that, it's fine.
But no, that was just...
It's right, you've only got three children.
I'll keep saying it. You're heading off in a bit to pick up your daughter at a school. So, careful. God.
Rugby club, but it's fine.
Rugby club.
She doesn't do rugby. It's fine.
First time I came on the Drum Drummer, I talked about how I've never actually learned how to play anything. I've just hammed along. So I decided to start. I started taking piano lessons, and I'm going to do
recently.
Grades. Yeah. So I'm going to do some at the age of 30. I'm going to take my grade one.
Because so you're getting lessons.
Yeah. Yeah. From a primary school piano teacher.
She's not at primary school. She's an adult. She's older than me.
But you're going to primary school.
No, I'm not going into a school.
Is it a group lesson? Yeah. And they're all sitting in a row and Josh is
on. She taught my wife when she was a kid, basically. So, yeah. That's me now.
So, well, I would disagree with something you said. You said you'd never learn. I never learned. I think it's safe to say you could play bass to a high standard.
To a standard, yeah, but not,
oh, mate, you're a great bass player,
but not not technically or theoretically.
Are you telling me your band days are done?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm going to classify it as Josh Naissance doesn't work.
Well, I like that.
Renaissance.
Yeah, the way to the shore.
That's it.
Yeah, it's not because no one cares about it, but. Thanks, Shane. Thanks, Elliot. I'm available for
hire. I'm looking forward to seeing your weddings.
Fuck that.
You're at an agency. Oh, back, I'll manage it.
Next year I'll be back. Yeah, yeah.
Good luck. When's the grade one? Got it booked in?
Yeah, January.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Oh, a lot practice over Christmas.
I could. She basically said, you know, you could probably go straight to eight now, but I wanted to go. Yeah. Wanted to work my way up through the grades.
I'd love it if you just became a virtuoso.
Says I've been missing it the whole time, just wasting away on bass.
Oh, yeah.
Well done. So no, I still want to do. Yeah. But now I'm free from the shackles of you, sexually and from a wedding perspective.
Don't cut it. Give it in.
Really keen to cut this.
Neil actually teaches piano as well.
To kids.
Primary school.
Yeah, oh, God. Has anyone got any Christmas gigs? Anyone?
Yes, 22nd.
Have you?
But it's Electric Kit and fees terrible, so no, not really.
What band's it with?
Wildwood Sky.
Oh, yeah. Best of luck, man.
Yeah, well, thanks.
You guys, any Christmas
it's
songs?
Quiet, but we do.
23rd.
Yeah. Do you think it's quiet all over the United Kingdom the moment with
or
gigs?
Just us five?
Especially the amount of people I've talked to over the last few kind of months, even. They're saying, oh, how's the music going? I'll say, yeah, well, it was fairly busy over summer, but then it's kind of dying down now. They always say, wow, towards the holiday season. And I was like, yeah. Towards the holiday season, because apparently no one's booking anything.
I guess like we can take a snapshot of like a lot of our friends are musicians, and so to start with, you think, oh, maybe it's just me and I'm shit, and no one's offering me gigs, and then you realise, oh no, my closer
that's your Twitter,
my closer, fire, isn't it? My closer. I'm just gonna keep going. My closer circle of friends have less gigs, and then you realise the agency we're on, which is a big agency, which does have acts all over the country. Generally, I think. What was it, percentage-wise down 33% or something like that?
That's a third.
So that's a big that's a big snapshot. The agency is a big snapshot. So it would suggest that UK-wide, you'd imagine that things
are quieter. I wonder if it'll bounce back.
Well, I did a gig the other day, and it was like just a scratch band, a military Christmas party. And that's the first one I've done for... years.
Someone asked him, what do you mean by scratch band?
Yeah, I wanted to know
it's
that.
Not they've not actually booked like a band with a name. It's they've booked a band and four musicians turn up.
Oh, okay.
And play. It was Ox, James and Ben from Two Doors Down.
Oh, nice.
But they weren't booked as Two Doors Down. It was can you do a four-piece indie rock gig?
Supply us music.
And we've just turned up as four
nice
people who can do that. So and the fee was okay, like £200 each. Nice. But then speaking to the other guys, they said they've got some gigs over Christmas, and the fees they were talking about, like, you know, going to Milton Keynes for £180, doing a gig at South Sea Beach Cafe for £80. So I just think it's not that there aren't gigs, but the correlation between who's paying and the money musicians want is at an all-time wide gap.
That's the crazy thing. It's, I think the cost of everything has increased, but I think before I played in the wedding band, I used to do pubs for £50 each.
Yeah.
And the same pubs charge, like pay bands the same amount of money now.
Yeah.
The beer is like twice the price and everything else costs, you know, fuel costs twice as much.
Yeah.
So it's just...
I think it's music we find the same with recording bands, don't we?
Yeah, you can't... Yeah. It's, yeah.
Like...
You're still paying £8 an hour for you.
And it... Yeah. So people, they want music. People want live bands. People want to record music, but then they just get suddenly when the money gets spoken about, everyone gets a bit nervous. It's like, oh, I can't spend that. I can't allocate this money.
It's always been a luxury. Music is a luxury, whether you're writing it and recording it or
going and performing it. It's
yeah.
Can you have a wedding without a band? Yes. Can you have a wedding without food? No.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is an ancillary item that gets added. But
yeah.
Even a friend of mine, his mum was like, oh, we're going to a restaurant for New Year's Eve. They usually have live music, but they're not having it this year.
Mm.
And they said, oh, if we were going to have live music, it would all cost everyone 20 quid extra. Because everything, you know, that music's always been considered. I remember years ago, a friend of mine, piano player, took a phone call and he was like, yeah, I can play 2 hours, da da da. And he said, oh, my fees ran. And the conversation was essentially they were surprised he was charging money. But they wanted him to go and play piano in a hotel for 2 hours. And was just expecting him to do it for free. So the value given to music has never been one that correspond that people accept, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
And obviously, with the price of things going up, it costs more. But we also need our money to go up because we have to pay for mortgages and fuel and energy. And so that disparity is just maybe a much wider place. And usually it's a bit narrower. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And I think there has to be a point where, you know, do you... I know people taking gigs for a lot less money. That a couple of years ago, no chance they'd have done it.
Mm.
Because it's a gig.
Because either you do diary, it or you do nothing.
Yeah, and if you are a full-time musician, I mean...
You just have to make decisions as and when.
Yeah, absolutely.
But obviously, if everyone starts doing it, it just drives the economy down. And
Yeah.
Because it's, you think, as a country in the world, we're probably one of the biggest exporters of music, aren't we?
Yeah. Mm.
For our size.
Yeah.
But it's not valued in society in the same way.
Well, the thing is, like, you know, streaming is just taking it to an all. Like, we literally just give music away for free now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. Yeah, that's another point.
Like,
as well.
So people don't expect to pay for music.
It's the same as you going back to bands struggling to pay to record because they're not going to get anything for it. Yeah. I suppose 10, 15 years ago, maybe longer.
Well, my old band, Fleet Bender.
We're of the generation. I was paying £15 for an album.
Yeah.
And there was no other option.
Yeah.
It's like, what? You want to listen to that?
Yeah.
People
would invest in something that they were going to make back. Even if they sold 100 CDs, they would make back what they...
And I think we were discussing this the other day, Ben, weren't we? And I literally said, will there be a change? Like, we literally just give music away for free now. Is that it forever?
Mm.
Or is that going to change?
I think the value of content has been diluted. And music is content.
Just for everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
For everything.
Yeah. So
you even look at TV, like a show, you know, in the noughties or even earlier, like BBC One, prime time,
big production,
everyone watched it.
Stuff,
yeah.
30 million people watched it.
Yeah.
And again, with this might tie in slightly to why we don't get modern songs that will last in wedding bands, because you've got Disney, Amazon, Netflix, Sky, Hulu, HBO, all these different providers, and they don't have to go through the gatekeeper of BBC One or mainstream terrestrial TV. You can find your audience without the need for a gatekeeper.
Yeah.
So you can, because everyone can self-publish and self-release, people can make TV show quality stuff, put it on YouTube.
Mm.
You see, you hear a lot of comedians on my stand-ups on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
They retain control. It doesn't need to go on Comedy Central. It doesn't need to go on Netflix. So you get this, a band can be huge and no one else know about them.
Yeah.
Because they found their cult through Spotify, through social media, and the same with shows. Like, oh, this show's amazing. You speak to someone, they have never heard of it. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, it's because it's on Disney.
Don't have a subscription to Disney Plus or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so songs will never just be as big because you don't need to listen to the charts to get your new music. You don't need to do that.
Yeah.
And with bands, I mean, 3 Day Bender, when I was 16 to 21, we'd record an EP. We'd make 150 CDs, we'd do loads of gigs, and we'd make the money
and then
back, and that would pay for the next one.
Yeah.
So EPs were funded from the previous EP.
Mm.
And now you're right, now you're expecting a band to drop, you know, 400 or 500 quid on a single or upwards thousands of pounds on an album.
Yeah, which is like justified.
And literally get zero.
And get
knowingly, knowingly, they're not expecting.
And get infinitely more reach as well, because you'll get 20,000 plays on it and then still get fuck all. Whereas you could have sold 150 CDs to your nan and, you know, like all your mates and that, and then and it just like, and you'd make that money back, but it was still sustainable, wasn't
mm,
it?
So, yeah.
And there was more places to play, and they, yeah. Just,
well, that's yeah. another thing. Yeah, we could gig a lot.
Yeah,
because you had Horseshoe, Air Balloon, as well as the Wedge and the Contented Pig, and so all these places. Sellers. So
Easter Sellers, yeah.
Great, even when I was, yeah, that.
Yeah, we saw that shut.
More than, yeah. I think we played one of the last nights, probably like shut.
Really?
Like, fuck this. Not doing it anymore.
Not worth it, is it?
Yeah. Closed this place. Yeah, though,
fucking hell.
Yeah.
Elliot, as an original artist, who you've started work on an EP, a new EP, what's your viewpoint on being, you know, the artist, you know?
My viewpoint... on the creation of it is not looking too far forward in terms of return. The reason I'd do the next EP, the next record, would be for kind of personal fulfillment and like with like an eye to take it onto the live stage. But financially, like it would be, it's an investment for more myself and anyone who wants to listen to it than it is to think, right, I'm going to turn a big profit on this.
And that, I think that is the same for the vast.
Yeah, it has to be, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The people, they have this need to be creative and you can't stop that.
Yeah.
And it's enjoyable. So they do it knowing probably they might like, you know, have a dream, but probably it's not going to get the reach that you'd want. But that's,
do you think that knowing comes from having the dream, it not happening? Like it's
true, it's because we've all had the dream. Well, everyone in this room has had the dream, and then gone, oh, it's not going to happen.
You've come off a stage and gone, actually, you know what? This could go somewhere, and it hasn't happened. And then you just become accepting of the fact that.
I mean, there's always that hope, though. You know deep in your soul.
Still got it.
I'm still got that deep in my soul, regardless of what life throws at you. And
But I think
you have to learn to accept. I need to change my thought process to why I'm doing this original music.
Yeah, I think
and then be at peace with that.
It's a beautiful thing that aspiration to like create doesn't fully dissolve, I think. Especially like with the financial input to it. I think it's the same with like any like trade. Like if it's a really good trade like production, it's worth every penny. The money is justified because of the quality of the product. But the reason you're doing it, you know, to be able to, you know, have that feeling of wanting to invest that money and the time and effort and, you know, the collaboration is, it needs to kind of supersede the financial gain you'll get from it. And it is a beautiful thing.
It's about the journey as well. Yeah. Like, it's not, sometimes I have to say to artists, like, just enjoy the process.
You know, the journey.
Like, enjoy being in this studio. Enjoy, like, don't focus on just like getting it finished because once it's finished
because that is still magic.
Inevitably
as well.
Comes the disappointment.
I don't think that magic fades though whenever you are in the studio recording, you know, it's definitely, I think that is still very similar to how it was 20 years ago, you know, when it was I remember you saying on a previous episode, Ben, like when you're younger and you're spending like a few days recording like your first kind of single or whatever, it's you are living the dream for those day or three or whatever, and it's that magic is still there. I don't think that fades because you want to create a perfect product and you want to create something that you love, but also that you hope other people will love, because all artists or bands want other people's validation too. So you've got the passion there.
I definitely remember it being like a split thing. I remember obviously like just being I'm in a band I believe is good.
Yeah,
I'm in a band with guys I really like, and I'm really enjoying going and playing. We had aspirations, I think, to maybe go up that next level and to enter that touring circuit where you're playing joiners with 100 people turn up. Like we didn't ever think it would go bigger than that, and we never got there, you know. But I still, at the time, just loved going into the studio to record, and I even just loved going to rehearsal and doing it.
Yeah,
and I definitely think that has been lost. Oh.
But you and me can't, because our life is just in the recording studio, so we can't relate like
Yeah, you like, can go somewhere else.
The excitement of a band rehearsal, or whatever, isn't the same as someone who doesn't spend every day,
of course,
in a studio.
But I think even it, again, it, yeah, maybe it's not lost, but it does shift. It just has to shift when you move on to the next project.
It's a
because
young,
you've got a failure behind you.
But it's a young man.
Not a failure, but, you know.
It's a young man's game as well, isn't it? Or woman's, like, you know. The reason young people, they have all this time. They can devote, it can be their whole life, can be being in a band, gigging, making music.
You know what would be really scary now, though, if you were 18, doing it again. I'm not going to segue into people like you.
How do you mean?
No,
just, people like me.
It's that like playing the music and gigging is almost supplementary to how good you are at TikTok.
How terrifying
that would be. Because the love of it, I imagine, is slightly diminished. There's a band that rehearsed at our place that they started when they were like 15, 16. Mm. And you know, you can tell. Like, just immediately from a drummer, because he's good enough, you know, like, hitting it hard enough. And it's like, they're going to be, if they stick at it, they'll be really good. Yeah. And then they recorded a couple of songs, and they have to spend the entire time marketing themselves in a certain way to be able to get gigs. Yeah. Because it used to be, I know so-and-so runs that venue. He'd get you on Tuesday.
And hand him a CD.
Yeah, hand him a CD. Now it's just like, I have to fit a TikTok algorithm for me to be relevant to get...
How crazy I had a band
20,000 plays, or you know,
had a band a few weeks ago rehearsing. They booked a 2-hour slot, and they probably spent the first 40 minutes and then the last 15 filming stuff for social media.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they were even filming stuff in the car.
I noticed how they turn up with like the lights.
What, you turn that off?
You know, like the light rings and stuff like that. Yeah. And you know, they have to film.
Yeah,
and it's like everything. That would do my head in.
No, I spoke to a woman the other day who I was playing for, an artist, and she was on about TikTok and said, like, people won't go near her because she doesn't have 10,000 followers, and that's what labels will say. And yeah, she says she hates doing TikToks, but every day there's a new one. And it's because if you don't do it, even Dutch Criminal Records, I remember talking to them and when I did a gig with them, and I don't know if it's their manager or someone who was just like, you got to be on it with the TikTok guys because otherwise you're just not.
Yeah,
no,
you're
one's
non-existent.
Gonna, yeah. And it's just
Are you
like,
guys even a band?
Yeah, exactly.
I guess you've got to find a way to be creative with it and enjoy it.
That would kill my love for it, though, I think.
Yeah.
If I was forced
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. You have to... It's another... passion you have to have,
or
maybe organically in you or one of the band. Yeah.
Just back to you saying it's a young man's game, isn't it? Because we weren't brought up like that. So
I think the minute you fall out of touch with how marketing is going as well, it's a lot to learn to get back up to like modern day, I think.
But you hear a lot of bands, they were young and they did well because one of them had a studio. Do you know what I mean? Like one of them had. This band did quite well because one of them knew how to build a website. And I'm talking like in the 90s, noughties. Someone in the band had a skill that gave them an advantage above just good music. And it's almost like now you need that skill in addition.
Yeah.
Like, and if you don't have that, it's just going to be a lot harder. But maybe we are too old to sort of comment on it. But
also, I always feel
like,
music...
What's Ren like with it?
She's good. She's really good at the Instagram stuff. But I think even she, you know, she sees it as a, I don't know, it is a chore. We had a rehearsal once where we spent 2 hours filming one TikTok and she didn't even post it because it wasn't good enough. And it was like, we could have been rehearsing a song. We could have been writing a song. That's what I mean?
A few years back, you would have been. That's all you would have been doing.
Yeah.
Music always has reactions, doesn't it? And there will be bands that are like, no, fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. And they'll become massive because of that.
Yeah.
The Oasis.
There's probably a lot of luck involved in how they become massive, and they've obviously got to be amazing. But like a Radiohead of modern day would just be fuck off. TikTok. But you could argue a Radiohead of today wouldn't make it. But I think in the law of averages, they will. I don't know who that is because I'm old and out of touch, but I definitely think there'll be bands who are anti hey, check out my band, you know, all bollocks.
Literally that.
Yeah.
I guess my worry is they just get a wave of shit because they're good at social media.
Yeah. You know, well, aren't wet leg a bit like that?
I've heard. Just got to a position because they...
Okay, that's a great example. How did they... Because they are their world known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're good.
Yeah, I don't know about them, but I've heard that they're just...
They're from the Isle of Wight as well?
Yeah.
I thought they were Scandinavian.
No, they're from the Isle of Wight.
Isle of Wight's basically Scandinavian.
It is a different country.
Yeah. So that how did they...
It's fucking weird.
Sorry. I think it's back just, in time, man.
Yeah, just riding a wave or getting on or some trend or something.
I mean, okay, go.
I was going to say...
Elevate. What was it? Not elevator. What are they called? Treadmills.
Yeah, but they got creative with it, didn't they?
So if you do... they were like the YouTube band when YouTube came out. Mm. That was the video. And then
the videos were just way better than the songs.
Yeah. Mm. This is it.
Full circle with the classic wedding songs. There's so many bands that are just creating content for a reason. Are there going to be any classic songs from bands? Probably not.
Might tie in. Here's something I heard on a podcast the other day as well. Is it Melody Maker Magazine?
Yeah, it rings a bell.
So in the 90s...
They've made all the melodies possible now. Game
done.
Over.
Done.
In the 80s, 90s, even earlier, bit of the noughties, music magazines and reviews were... that was everything. Mm. Even like when we were in bands...
Yeah, getting in Kerrang.
We would send all our recordings off to Kerrang and Melody Maker to get reviews because that's how you'd... And I listened to a podcast... with an interview with a Melody Maker journalist, and he said it's irrelevant now because of social media. Reviewing records just doesn't carry any weight that it used to, because some twat online can just write, "Oh, I think this is shit," or whatever. Like, you've got the reviews in the comment section.
Yeah.
And he said because of that, he thinks music stagnated in the last 10 years, because what would happen is that the media would go, check out this new band, and then it'd be like Blur, and then like Blur, this new band, and then review of their album, and then you'd go and buy that record, and then Blur would be big, and then they'd be like, oh no, Blur, now something else, and something else, and music would keep moving on.
Yeah.
Whereas we've just been stuck with Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift.
Hey, can't knock Sheeran.
I like them both.
I fucking love it.
But how long have they been
the
pinnacle?
Yeah, true. Very true.
And they're still so... Like, Taylor Swift has never been so relevant.
Yeah.
But she's been around for fucking ages.
She's clinging on, man.
And music never wasn't like that. It would always bang, 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 move on to the next thing. And he argues that it's because music magazines and reviews... aren't a thing. They're just not a thing anymore.
And there's no genres anymore, I don't feel like. There's no like...
It's pop.
Yeah. There's no like punks and then mods and then new wave. It's just sort of... It's just all music because of, I don't know, Spotify. You can listen to anything.
What Ben was saying earlier about like...
There's no gatekeeper.
And you can talk directly to the bands.
Yeah.
You can talk directly to the comedians. You can talk directly to the actors.
That ruins a bit of it, because I remember seeing a video of Michael Jackson in the 80s and he came on stage. Why is that funny?
I don't wonder where it was going.
But he came on stage and everyone went mental, and people were commenting like, why is everyone going so mad? Crazy, and it was like, well, because there was no Instagram. There was like, when
it's like
they
Beatlemania.
Saw him, that was the only time they'd ever see it. Whereas you can see like a reel of... you know, your favourite band.
Or they're speaking directly towards the camera.
Yeah,
I think Neil's right, speaking towards you. I do think there are big bands that will buck that. I know, like...
Hopefully.
I've always been a fan of Arctic Monkeys, and they've never had a social media presence or done, you know, hey, it's Alex. So I guess when they tour every 5 years or something, people are genuinely excited to see them.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, I know everything about you. I know what your cat's called, or, you know.
But I think they did go against stuff. They didn't do music videos at the start. Like, that bit you look good on the dance floor was just them playing, because they were like, we're not doing a video. And I heard there was a lot of that. Like, but I think that, as you said, if you're good enough, then you can avoid TikToks. But
yeah,
I don't know who the next band is that...
Well, I was going to move on to, you know, any goals or aspirations for 2024.
Mm.
And number one, I think we can all agree after that chat, is we're going to all start a band.
Yeah.
I've already signed us up to TikTok.
Yeah.
I've been filming this whole conversation.
I mean, cracking
just
bad.
Us like putting fudge up our bum. Views.
We would go viral.
Plop.
What did that NME write us up to?
I've got my cat a beef stock.
Yeah. Men of good stock.
Yeah, men of good stock. Hey, that's stars. A great name. Men of good stock.
I've got to go in a minute, so I'm just slow.
The fudge comments. Send it over.
That's it.
I'm not being associated with this.
But Josh, any goals? We've got your grade one in January.
Yeah, big time. Check back when that's... if I don't talk to you by February, I failed.
Next Christmas, grade you out there.
I really would like to, along Elliot's line, rediscover a passion for, you know, doing it for enjoyment. Love it's that. A nice thing to be able to do, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Nelly Belly?
Get five of fives back on the roster. Yeah.
Keep snapping. Highlight of the year is just working here. It's been probably my best year here ever. Keep that going.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben. Just keep getting better. Hopefully record some good bands.
Yeah.
Elliot, hopefully record an Elliot Joseph EP.
Yeah, hopefully we'll finish that. Yeah.
absolutely.
Did some drums six that months ago. And
yeah. It slowly does it. It'll be worth every second you wait. Or every month you wait. Just to go straight from that. Yeah. Do a new record and just enjoy it. Looking forward to rebranding the Function band as well. That'd be really cool, I think. Something to look forward to there, and just a lease of life.
Challenge, I'm thinking. Of, making that fun.
Reinvigoration. Georgie boy.
Maybe find a new artist to play for and play some bigger
worm
gigs.
Worm your way into another band.
Worm my way into another band, yeah. Be nice to
steal some cheese from a gig.
Be nice to play a big gig and then next year you do this again. And then I can be like, that was cool, wasn't it? Shepherd's Bush or something like that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
That'd be cool.
So play my biggest venue so far. I'd say that. Yeah, go with that.
Nice.
Ben?
I don't know.
Well, that's been Drum and Drum.
No, I think more of the same, really.
Drums and stuff.
I've got some decisions to make at some point regarding what's going to be the next 10 years.
Mm.
That's
love that.
When you get to 40, that is kind of what starts cropping up.
You're in your 30s, aren't you?
Late 30s.
Feel like born in the 30s. You're gaining that certain wisdom, though.
Well, I think
I'm the only one in the 20s.
Look 30.
For now. Wait,
it's kind of
year.
A case of going, okay, well, for the next 10 years, what do I want life to be like? And even 5 years, but putting those things... I did it, it was similar when I wanted to go to uni. I put the feelers out early for what I needed to do to get there. When I was at, PlayStation and thinking about coming back to Portsmouth, put the feelers out. What do I need to do? What's going to be the way forward? Buying the studio, all that sort of thing. And so I think now I've got a plan in my head, and next year's probably... about starting to execute that plan to build the next phase. I think I'm going to enter a new phase of career, but I think try and keep enjoying it, really.
That's cool.
Because, I've had a shit end of the year and puts things into perspective, and that's it. And if you can enjoy it, then you're winning.
Absolutely.
That's that note,
we'll leave it there. Beautiful.
I better go and pick my daughter up.
Thanks for coming, Neil.
Pleasure.
Neil, farewell, my friend. Merry Christmas. Thank you for the chocolate bonbons.
You too.
Oh, God, I love you. Jesus. I wish I could give you a big old hug.
Have I got anything? I'll get my coat out of the office.
Thanks for the fudge.
My coat in the office.
Thanks for the chocolate bonbons.
I'm not a pedo.
Please let that be the title of the episode.
What? I'm not a pedo.
I'm not a pedo.
Or thanks for the fudge.
Should we wrap it up?
And there. Yeah. Perfect.
Thanks for coming on, boys.
Yeah,
see you next Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for having us.
There we go. There we ho, ho, ho.
I don't know what you kept in, so I'm not going to talk about it.
No.
Hopefully
but what
you got
a
rid
lovely
of
time.
Elliot's 10-minute rant about the Euro. So... right, go on then. What's the quiz?
Some of Josh's very controversial opinions.
Yeah.
Well, shall I start with the Pointless story? I'll start with that.
Oh, yeah, go on if you want, yeah.
So, been watching a lot of Pointless recently. I do like a quiz. I love a quiz, Got into them a lot in lockdown. And one guy, they do the little... They could trim it down to a lovely, sweet 20 minutes, but they drag it out by letting us get to know the people.
Can I tell you what I hate about Pointless? I don't know who the Richard Osman one is now. It seems to change, but...
It's changed his name, yeah.
The fucking arrogance of Alexander Armstrong when they finish the round...
And they go, do you know? And he goes, yep.
He goes, woo! Richard, did you know any of us on the board? And then Richard's like, I knew a few. And Alexander Armstrong will be like, oh, I think I knew Beethoven, surely Beethoven, you know. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, they've already lost the round. Stop rubbing it in that you're more intelligent than every guest that's ever been on. You could look at the notes before. You could see the questions, you know.
He's got an earpiece. He's got a TV screen.
Yeah.
I think it's just the whole point of that show is just to... prove how, you know, well-educated people who go to Cambridge are.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So go on then. What was this story?
No, that's fine. So they do, oh, tell us about yourself. When they're three shows in, you're like, I fucking don't care about this. But, you know, anyway. Yeah. One guy told a story about, and I sent this to you, I filmed it, we'll get this on the gram, about how he was staying in a hotel, he got up to go to the loo, He went out the wrong door. Instead of going into the bathroom, he went out into the hallway. The doorway shut behind him and locked, and he had to go to reception in his pants. Absolute verbatim.
For my Oxford story. The pants.
Yeah. And I just think, I think he's probably had a listen to this.
Yeah, maybe.
This podcast and gone, maybe. That's a good story. No one will have heard this podcast before. I don't know, mate. You know. Yeah, we're reaching literally tens of people every year. And every he's nicked year. My story. But anyway, would you like to do a little quiz?
Yeah, please.
Let's see out the year, because this is the last one of the year.
Oh, actually, I'll tell my Christmas fact before we do the quiz.
Please do.
So, Slade have a Christmas song, obviously. I saw an interview with Noddy Holder the other day. I just found this interesting. Right before they recorded their Christmas hit, the drummer... and his girlfriend were in a car crash. Girlfriend died, and then the drummer was in a coma. And literally days after getting out of the coma, they recorded the song. And he still has memory problems to this day. So he can't remember things post-crash. So he can remember things that happened before, but now it's like he can't remember beyond like an hour or something. So they literally had to do the drum track bit by bit, you know, bar by bar. But I was like, isn't that interesting? They still were like, come on, got to get this Christmas tune out. I don't care that you just got out of a coma.
We've been through this verse one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exactly. 8 bars.
All it is da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. I thought that was quite interesting. Just thought we've got to have some Christmas fact in there. Anyway, that's that quiz.
Well, let's see out 2023. I just went through some stats, really, and I thought I'd quiz you on them.
Yeah.
Right. Drum and Drummer.
Mm.
How many episodes? So this is all including... Well, this includes... I'll say all this. This includes this current episode.
Okay.
But the stats are as of the 18th of December when I looked them up.
Okay.
But anyway, it includes today's episode, the Christmas episode. Okay. How many episodes did we release in 2023?
Well, surely it's 52, right?
You'd think, wouldn't you?
You would. You would. Is it not?
No.
Oh.
It's 51.
We've fucked up there somehow. We've missed a week.
I think just the way the Thursdays fell.
Yeah.
We missed out on the...
Does that mean next year it'll be 53 or...
I don't know, actually.
No. We'll find out.
Or we have majorly fucked up somehow.
Yeah.
Okay. How many guests have we had on... in 2023, and over how many episodes? Because the numbers aren't the same.
What do you mean? I get the guests bit. How many guests have we had on? But
yeah,
over how many? Have we had repeat guests or?
No. Well,
what do you mean?
First, answer this: how many guests have we had on?
I think about 17.
17. You'd be wrong. We've had 23.
Oh, cool. Better then.
But I'll have 21 episodes because of today's episode, because we had three guests on today.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, got you.
Anyway,
Do you know what our longest episode was? How long was it?
What, this year?
This year. This is all 2023.
This year. I mean, it will be a guest. I want to say Emily Dolan-Davis.
Yes.
Was it? Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
There you go.
And it was,
between
hour,
her and Jack, I was going to say.
It's an hour and 8 minutes and 16 seconds.
There you go. Yeah.
So.
And that was whittled down. You know,
was whittled,
we had a long chat.
Whittled. We love a good old bit of whittling.
Yeah.
How many downloads have we had in 2023?
I have no idea. I mean, 500.
No.
More?
Nearly 5,000.
Oh, God. Look at how... How few I think we have. Nearly 5,000. That's good.
Yeah, 4,893 as of the 18th of December. I'm sure it shot up past the, maybe past across the 5,000 mark with these last two episodes.
That would be
good.
I'll do a
post
if we do that.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was our most downloaded episode?
Jack Geary.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I know that one.
What was the most used platform to listen to Drum and Drummer?
I mean, I think Spotify, right?
Correct.
But is it
going to
be a curveball? Is it?
No,
yeah.
Spotify, 39.85% of the market share. Yeah. You don't need luck when you got 39.85% of the listeners behind you. Here we go. Here's a good one.
Yeah.
In how many countries were we streamed?
Oh,
downloaded?
God. Well, it's at least two. I don't know. 13?
No.
More?
63.
Fuck off. Really?
Yeah.
Fair play. That's
a lot of them are just one.
Yeah.
One download.
It's just whenever we go to another country, just download an episode.
And can you name the top three countries that we were downloaded in?
Well, is it UK?
That's number one.
I mean,
yeah.
Obviously that's the top one. I didn't know if it was
it
like...
It counts
England.
As one, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
The States?
That is number two. Can you name
and
number,
number three? I don't know. Spain?
It's not Spain.
Is it in Europe?
Yes.
Germany?
No.
Sweden?
No.
I'm just guessing now. Russia? It's not really Europe. France?
Yes.
Ah, cool.
In France,
well,
yeah.
Bonjour, motherfuckers.
Bonjour, motherfuckers. That's how they say it. Yeah. And cool. The last question, what's my middle name?
You don't have one.
Correct.
Cool. There we go. We and should be on that. What's that show where you have to guess something about your partner and it's like, how well do you know him?
Oh.
Be all right. We'd be all right with bits of that. You know what I mean? Other bits. No clue. Right. Should we end?
Let's end there.
Well, have a great time in New York.
Thank you. I am enjoying it right now as we speak.
Now. Yeah. Hopefully you are enjoying it. What will you be doing on the 28th? Do you know?
28th. We got a ferry sort of tour trip booked around the Manhattan.
Nice.
Doing a bit of that. That's on the 28th. Last night we'd have been at the Brooklyn Nets, seeing them watching the basketball.
Nice.
But yeah, anyway, George, what a pleasure it's been, 2023.
Yeah, another year.
Yes, thank you to everyone who's listened, everyone who's joined the show, every guest we've had on, everyone we've spoken to, anyone who's got in touch.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, and we will be back in 2024 for more
of
the same.
We're not stopping. We're going to be the fucking superior drum podcast.
With the last fucking thing left.
Whether you like it or not, we're coming
you could
you
actually
all.
Listen to.
Yeah.
It'll be us.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
This is it.
Goodbye and Happy New Year!
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Drum and Drummer. You can find us on Instagram at Drum and Drummer Podcast. And you can send us an email to drumanddrummerpod@gmail.com. Remember, just pick up the sticks and twat it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free.
Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.